Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for this to happen, and I could not be any more excited. Two people I love so much in life, Gwen Stefani, who I have had a crush on since I was a teenager, feels like, and Blake Shelton, who I've loved for years, one of the sweetest, funniest guys, follows me on Twitter at Brad Booker.
Oh, geez.
Are finally engaged. Gwen posted a picture of herself yesterday kissing Blake and showing off her ring. She captioned it, "Yes, please." Blake posted the same picture and wrote, "Thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. I love you. I heard a yes." Y'all, I don't want to talk smack because I don't want to bring down this glorious moment.
Oh, boy.
But Blake and his ex, Miranda Lambert, to me, had no business being together. Now, obviously, they cared about each other, loved each other, whatever. But they just were not right. Gwen and Blake, as opposite as they are, because she never, ever listened to country music before she hooked up with Blake, are so great for each other, seemingly. You know, I'm not on the inside, right, but to me, it appears that way.
But it looks like that. Yep. They balance each other out. It's a really cool relationship from what we see.
I totally forgot that they weren't already married. I was like, oh, they're not engaged yet? That's strange.
And they could have gone, like, not married forever, and I would have been fine with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it just seems like they have that love for each other that you don't need a ring on it to make it perfect.
That's right. So here's a backstory. Gwen and Blake fell in love 5 years ago on the set of The Voice in 2015. They were both fresh out of their previous marriages.
Oh, yeah.
Gwen to Gavin Rossdale, Blake to Miranda Lambert that I was just talking about. This will be Blake's third marriage.
What?
Gwen is 51, who looks like she's 32.
Gwen's 51?
Isn't that crazy?
She looks awesome.
I know. Blake, take a guess.
Like 32?
50.
No, he's 44, Sarah.
Oh.
Their musical collaborations since they've been in love are Go Ahead and Break My Heart, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, Nobody But You, and Happy Anywhere.
Have you heard any of those? Because I have not.
No. And as for songs that were inspired by each other, Gwen told Jimmy Kimmel that Make Me Like You is about Blake, and the press release for Blake's hit Turning Me On says it's not hard to figure out who that song is about. Now, that song I do know.
Also yesterday, Gwen Stefani posted an Insta story of her going to vote, and the girl that was like signing her in was the biggest Gwen Stefani fan, and back in the day went to a concert of hers and got in the mosh pit and got trampled and had to go to the hospital and got 6 pins put into her shoulder.
Wow.
So in the Insta story, she's like taking off her clothes to show Gwen like all the scars.
Awesome. That's great. How Gwen Stefani is 51, I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, she, to me, has never looked better.
It's seriously amazing.
We were just talking about this yesterday with Jennifer Garner.
Yep.
That whole thing, Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lopez, all the Jennifers,
yep,
and now the Gwens, Gwen Stefani. I mean, those ladies are getting better and better and better. Anyway, I just am over the moon. I could not be any more thrilled with Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton engaged. Congrats.
Today, my friends, lunch or dinner is going to be served up free, courtesy of my Los Angeles Dodgers and the Wendy's app. So, you can thank a Dodgers player Mookie Betts for a stolen base in Game 1 of the World Series for Taco Bell's Steal a Base, Steal a Taco World Series promotion. It wasn't because of their big win last night. Here's how fans can redeem their free Doritos Locos Tacos. They can download the app, the Taco Bell app, and they can get it that way, or they can just pull up to any participating Taco Bell and get them while supplies last. They're serving them all day, and again, while supplies last, people are going out and get this free taco. Now, Wendy's is hooking you up with a free chicken sandwich today. Now through November 8th, Wendy's is giving away its new classic chicken sandwich for free with any purchase and offer in its app. Usually it costs $4.99, so you're saving $5. Uh-huh. Bucks.
I haven't had their chicken sandwich, but I also haven't had Whataburger's chicken sandwich or P. Terry's chicken sandwich yet.
I mean, I haven't had Wendy's since 2000.
Get this. Y'all know how the James Bond film was set to premiere next month, but it's not going to because of COVID? Well, now there is a chance that Apple or Netflix or another streaming service is looking into acquiring No Time to Die because the delays have already cost MGM between $30 million and $50 million. The
wow.
delay. A new report reveals the loans that MGM took out to make the film will cost them $1 million in interest every month until the movie is released.
Dang.
That's
so
crazy.
They have to get this movie out. But the problem is they were going to make a lot of money in the box office. So how do you recoup all that money? And all of the product placement deals like Land Rover, Omega, and Heineken, are they going to be okay with the movie being moved to a streaming platform? But it could happen. This is the new world we live in.
It is, and it might actually behoove them to do it on streaming. They might actually end up doing better if they go the route of Netflix or, I mean, I don't know why they just don't put it on Amazon Prime or
and charge whatever.
$20
like other people are doing.
I'll watch it for sure. For that kind of movie, absolutely. For all of the details from these stories, find out how to get your free Doritos Locos Tacos.
And Wendy's Chicken Sandwich.
And Wendy's Chicken Sandwich. All you have to do is text TRENDING to 51993. We'll send it to you. Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks so much for listening to Mix 94.7. And as always, you can stream us on the always free radio.com app.